And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, March 10th, 2021. Today in the news, there's an overexuberance in the financial markets right now with investors piling into assets that don't have any real value, said Barrick Gold CEO Mark Bristow to Kitco. Quote, it's similar to the post-2008, where the market wished everything would go back to normal, but didn't know the full damage yet. These developments benefited gold and will support the precious metals once again, he added. We saw a first spike in the gold price, and there's another one coming. Well, we all have different tolerances for risk, and the pandemic has thrust these differences to center stage, reports City Journal. In one area, the government clearly failed, how public health authorities and the media chose to communicate risk. At every turn, we have asked people to make sense of misleading and incomplete information and instructed them variously either to avoid all risks or to dismiss them altogether. Policies aim to nudge us to make better decisions. The authorities should have known better. We need to move beyond the idea that we're all flawed risk takers who need a constant nudging and manipulation by our betters. Well, with Joe Biden just days away from signing a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package, most Democrats are ecstatic, reports The Week. Many Democrats have come to believe that the long-standing conventional wisdom about limits of responsible deficit spending was wrong. We're blowing through the limits based on current economic conditions, but those conditions could change rapidly at any time. Big spending creates constituencies that come to depend on it. Politics can turn ugly fast as expectations rocket into the stratosphere. And lastly, I can see why there's so much excitement behind Bitcoin, reports Project Syndicate. Investors often cannot trust the central bank or invest in foreign currencies, so the opportunity to stow one's savings in a digital currency is obviously an inviting one. But for a currency to be credible, it must serve as a means of exchange, a store of value, and a unit of account. It's hard to see how a cryptocurrency could meet all three of these conditions all of the time. Price of Bitcoin is so volatile that it's almost impossible to imagine it becoming a reliable store of value or means of exchange. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.